For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Jeremiah 29:11-14. These words were part of a letter that Jeremiah sent to the surviving elders, priests, to the peoples that have been taken into captivity into Babylon. They had witnessed the ruin of everything that they had known when Jerusalem had fallen. The Lord had sent word to them from their homeland to remind them that although they had been disciplined and now banished from their home, He had not forgotten them. He told them that there would be a length to their exile, 70 years, but there would also come the day when He would call them home. And they were to live among the Babylonians, and they were to live among them building houses and planting gardens, marrying and having children, increasing in number and prospering. They were to live among their captors and in peace, work to bring prosperity to the city. It would be a benefit to all. They were to remember, though, who they were and of whose they were. And although they were to live together with the Babylonians, they in many ways would remain separate in their beliefs, and in that way would be very different from them. Amongst the people would have been those who would work to stir up the Israelite people, those who would prophesy in God's name, but having no knowledge of God, they would seek to cause dissension and strife and push agendas of hopelessness. Are we not a people in exile? Were we not banished from the garden that we once were set in to flourish and in communion grow in our relationship with the Lord our God? As members in the family of God, are we not called to live amongst the peoples of the earth and to seek peace and prosperity, that which comes for the benefit to the community that we are in? Do we not see and hear false prophets and false teachers peddling their false gospel, their false hope, and their false promises to a people with itching ears who are looking not to the future, but to the fulfillment of all their dreams today? With every people group, with every major event in history, with every delivery of a person from out of the world, there comes close behind one who sees nothing good, who says that God has forgotten, that seeks to lead as the Pied Piper with sweet words that lull one to sleep and into a dream that, if engaged in long enough, becomes a reality to the one lost in it. We will live out as we are directed. We will believe what we hear and not what we see. We will see beyond reason when reason has had her voice drowned out by the rise of chaos and the constant barrage of lies that fill the void of emptiness that so many have been consumed by. We are in times that are turning with such velocity that every day the news comes at us like a freight train barreling down the tracks, and if we don't stand still as it passes, the push from it will knock us down, and enough times on the ground will cause one to just fall down when they see the train approach. And at that moment, their focus of worship has changed, and they have given way to the beast. As Christians, we should stand on these very words that the Lord spoke to the exiles through Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you. I have not forgotten you. Take this time and grow. Take this time and reflect, not only on what you have lost, but why. What do I mean to you? We as Christians are living in a world that does not accept us anymore, that has become intolerant towards us, and we are being brought to a place where we will have to reflect not on what has been lost to us, but what we are willing to lose in the days ahead. We continue to marry one man and one woman. We continue to have children. We continue to gather to worship, and we continue to seek God and stand on the promises that He has laid out for us in His Word. But there are many who identify by His name, who have chosen a different path, have different plans and different ideas of peace and prosperity. This is a journey. It is a call to participation. It is a life that you are offered and a life you are given opportunity to live out. The question is, what are you doing with what you've been given? Salvation is a gift. It is a call from God. It comes with the promise of an inheritance in heaven. It is available to all and a way made for all to know it. 2 Thessalonians 2:13. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers, loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit through belief in truth. You see, you just needed to show up. The Lord's calling you and drawing you near to Him, and He desires for you to seek His face and to build on the relationship that He has called you into. A call by Him is a call to life. A call to salvation, a call to be healed. A question to ask yourself is, do I want to be healed? In 1 Thessalonians 2:12, Paul is reminding the people that there's encouragement and comfort, and he's urging them to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into His kingdom and glory. Paul has reminded the people at Thessalonica that living together means working together with one heart, one mind, for one purpose, and that is to the glory of God. It is the encouragement that there will come desert times, but these times are for refining. They are for growing, and in them you should find encouragement and comfort, because they reinforce your calling by the trials and temptations that come before you, by the hardships that will present themselves to you, by your growth and faith, because you learn to lean on God, who has called you by name and who knows the plans that He has for you. Peter in 1 Peter 1:3-4 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you." You can walk away from it all. You can choose not to participate in the walk set before you, but you are the only one who can change your destination by how you choose to follow what the Lord has planned for you. And from Colossians 1:10-14, "And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord, and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." This is a recap of the mercy shown you, of the promise given you, of the sacrifice that was made for you, and of the living hope that awaits you. None of these things would be known to you if it were not for God and the plans that He has made for you. And so wherever you are today, whether in some type of exile from all that you know, or you are yet a prisoner, a captive of the world, be reminded that you are known by God, that He created you, and that He has made a way for you to approach His throne and to bring to Him all that burdens you, and this through His beloved Son. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. He returned to heaven after completing the work of suffering death on the cross for each of us. And by the shedding of His blood for our sins, we will not have to suffer eternal death, eternal separation from God, as will those who have refused His word, pushed away His hand, and still hold firmly to the belief that they can make it all by themselves. To navigate this world in these days, there is only one who can take you where you need to go, get you through the minefields and through the prowling packs of lions and the wolves in sheep's clothing. One day, man's exile from paradise will come to an end. The question is, where will you be found? Will you be buried in the rubble of the fallen world, or will you enter into the gates of the new heavens and the new earth and call the new Jerusalem your home? I know the plans I have for you. He has known you from before time was known itself. Let today be the day that you come to know the one who has loved you before you were, and before you were made. He made a way for you to live in peace and prosper while you wander the deserts of this fallen world. Come and see for yourself the blessings. Come, taste the sweetness of the Lord, but be reminded that He is a zealous God, and His glory He will not share. You can live in the world or be consumed by it. The choice is yours. Ask yourself, who is it that I serve today? He knows. Do you?